bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5. For service and devotion, you would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. To watch him shatter, you're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Prescott Chamber Chat. And we have on the phone with us today Casey Johnson. She is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Coordinator. And, oh, we always love chatting it up with her and all the good things going on in Prescott. How goes it?
Yeah, it's going well. I mean, patios are open.
I know.
People are busy. And so, yeah, it goes well.
My husband and I snuck over last weekend, and it was a beautiful weekend to sit outside. And can I tell you, what a hard problem to have, but we couldn't decide what lovely place to eat outside at.
Right. Yep. Nope. I think that's what's going to happen this year. I mean, everyone's got their patios, and then even, you know, how Broad Street has expanded their menu, and then patio space out in front, and Roadhouse has patio space out in front, and then Two Rivers is about to expand on top, and you've got Muddy's and Lucille's, and, you know, Stabs has a back. I mean, there's really no bad place downtown, and Philander's has their deck open and plenty of parking up there. So it just, yeah, there's really, you're just going to have to keep coming back to Prescott to hit them all.
So. I agree. So what's your favorite part of this time of year?
I think just being outside, right? I mean, it's just all of those things to sort of socialize and see everybody. You know, we're about to get our hanging baskets up in the next week or two, and we have just finalized our downtown banner project. So those banners have been delivered, and those will go up with the basket. So I'm just looking forward to sort of this new pops of color that'll be downtown in the next couple weeks and right into Memorial weekend, and graduation weekend is that weekend. And so it's just going to be a lot to be going on. And we talk about the Riverfront project, and while that will cause some, you know, delays and hiccups with the traffic and construction, there's just going to be so much space downtown, and the boats and the bikes and the motorcycles, and people are it's going to be good this summer.
Oh my goodness. And you mentioned your hanging baskets. They really do. They add more than just a pop of color. They just really stand out, and it's such a great thing because that's a community-wide endeavor, isn't it?
It is. We have sponsorships that in this year, sort of the in memoriam or in honor of family members outweighed any of the business sponsorships, which is always nice to see, you know, and it's just a way that, you know, to see your loved one's name throughout the summer to sort of brighten things up. So it really was a pretty good effort. And honestly, we, you know, sometimes have to turn people away because they're, you know, we oversell, and we've got some of this year, we've just, like I said, it sort of branched out into the community and getting those names out there. So,
well, Casey, let's go backwards just a couple weeks. And I know that you kicked off May. It has been very busy already. Do you want to talk about some of the events that you've had?
Yeah, I know when before we got on air here talking about having no plans this weekend. And while there's plenty to do in Prescott, I mean, last weekend we had Friday's health and wellness events that Vision Source, Phoenix Left Dental, and Snap Fitness sort of spearheaded. They had our second health and wellness fair with a few other of our health vendors, so a Rivertown Nutrition and the Prescott Chiropractic and Bodhi Studios and Prescott's Family Dental were out there, and Rivertown and the Chamber. You know, we had coffee out there from Twisted Oak, and so we were out in the parking lot all day. With then the agave food truck came, and then just, you know, have people come in and, you know, tour the offices and meet the doctors and meet the business owners, and so that was exciting and quite a nice trickle of people throughout the day. And again, the weather was not as perfect as today, but it was, you know, nice and sunny, so we enjoyed that. But that was a busy Friday, and then Saturday we kicked off our second bike tour with the Hastings Chamber, and you know, we probably had about 20 bikers both ways from Hastings to Prescott and Prescott to Hastings, so that was exciting. And you know, I think having a timed toured event this year is probably the way to go. And you know, I had different groups on each side, so the Carpenter Nature Center was over in Hastings, and then we had the Confluence group that was over on the Prescott side. And you know, just nice to sort of have families come out and then, you know, stay over in Prescott and grab something to eat, and then the people that went to Hastings and hung out there for the afternoon. So yeah, Friday and Saturday were a busy time, and then Mother's Day obviously, and the fishing opener, and I feel like there were a few other things going on. It was just sort of such a busy weekend.
I know, and it just really is so fun to see the activity, and as you said, see everybody out and about and enjoying the weather. I think we are just so ready to get outside and get back to a little bit more of normalcy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've got our next event upcoming. Well, you know, to do our golf outing at Clifton Highlands here on June 15th. It's a Wednesday afternoon where we do the nine holes. You know, we're going to some prizes and some games on the holes, and you know, it's open to the public. There's information on our Facebook and website. And then the registration will be coming out here shortly. But, you know, we're excited to have, you know, that on the books again earlier this year. And we actually are doing next Tuesday our spring highway cleanup event, which we're going to meet at the parking lot of Carboni's. And we have that little strip of 35 over there to take care of. So we'll do that. Yeah, and then we've got new members that, like, Carboni's is celebrating a year anniversary, so they're planning an event in June, and we've got a couple other ribbon cuttings in the works throughout the year. So it really, yeah, it feels good to sort of, you know, get some new people into the membership and celebrate all of that in the area. So,
and then Casey, you mentioned your golf outing. Can you please tell people more about that? And if somebody's listening, maybe they live in Hastings, maybe they live in Prescott, they don't have a business, are they able to participate?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we've been doing the golf outing for years, actually. So this year, we're finally getting back to our regular June cadence, I think, which again just sort of shows you how things are coming back online, which we're excited about. So yeah, I mean, again, our Facebook page has the event update, and our website, thechamberofprescott.com. You can find the information, and it is, you know, individual golfer, or you can do a team of four, or you can just sponsor a hole, or, you know, like I said, we're always looking for volunteers, so we're looking for people to help us with some of the games on the holes this year, but, you know, typically do a 3:30 shotgun start, and, you know, we'll get out there and have a good time and do nine holes and get a meal and, you know, do some games and raffles. But it's always nice to raise some money for some of our projects, but this one is just more to have some fun and, you know, again, just take that little break, and, you know, you don't have to miss too much work, and so that you could work that, you know, morning through lunch and then come out and play a little golf with some people. So
yeah great.
Absolutely. We'd love to have some new people. And if there are interested, like I said, it's on our Chamber of Prescott.com website and our Facebook page under the event.
What else is going on?
Well, you know, we'll have our next poker stroll will come up in July. And then there have been meetings that planning for Prescott Days already, if you can believe that.
No.
I mean, I know Rivertown Days is right around the corner,
right,
too. And, you know, so, yeah, we're starting to get ready for the parade there in September. But I think just these next few few weeks with the different, always a meat raffle on Saturdays at most places downtown, and live music's going to start coming online. Lucille's has a lineup. I think No Name has a lineup out there. Muddy's has a lineup ready to go. So Scabs, you know, has their stuff going on Saturday night. And I think that's just, again, another good sign of people back out playing, back out there trying to, you know, get their music out there again and entertain everybody. I know Lucille's has another drag brunch coming up at the end of May. And tickets are on sale at Lucille's. You can message Kimberly at Lucille's about getting tickets, and she's due two showings this year for the drag brunch because it was so popular last year. So, I mean, again, there's all sorts of stuff that can be done. I mean, the Orange Dragon Art Gallery, you know, continues to be open for the summer, and the student art exhibit went so well, and so we'll get some new art coming in here soon and get ready for the summer show. So we're, you know, hoping to keep people, you know, out and about and, you know, shopping at Aim Joy and staying at the hotel. I think Megan should have her new, The Cove opening here soon, so people can rent the whole house if they want to come and hang out for the weekend or weddings and things like that. So everything's really, really coming together, it seems like.
Casey, I know that the city is going to be starting these big projects, as you alluded to. Do you know when they start?
You know, they had another meeting last Wednesday for interested parties and business owners and the public, you know, to come and ask questions. And I think there were a handful of people there. I unfortunately did not make that, so I'm not certain if the timeline. I know bids have gone out, so I would assume that something will be happening here shortly. You know, ideally this gets done before Prescott Days or pieces of it anyways. But I think the biggest piece will be, you know, sort of having to one lane track the Orange Street going down towards the water and making sure that, you know, the businesses are aware of that schedule and, you know, how they can still get their delivery. So the city is trying to work really closely with us and the businesses and making sure people are aware of that schedule. You know, so hopefully, again, that information gets out there and that people are going to have to, again, bear with us for a few weeks this summer and figure out the parking. And thankfully, there's parking up the hill and behind the Holiday there. Yeah, the Holiday that's downtown across from the BP and behind Lucille's back there. So that's public parking, and parking behind Great Rivers Printing back there. So, you know, there's space, and people are just going to have to maybe walk a little bit. But it's, you know, it'll be nice out this summer and worth coming over to check everything out. So,
and do you have any idea, is there any open storefronts downtown?
Where are you? Not at this point. Yeah, no,
wow.
The new hair studio, so Vintage Hair Studio, just moved in beside Broad Street and the law office downtown. So they're up and running, and like I said, the restaurants are still going strong. And, you know, we've got the food truck that's back out at No Names, so Chicano's is back out at No Names for the weekends. And, yeah, there's not a lot of open space right now, so.
How do people find out about Prescott? Because it certainly is a destination, I know, for people with motorcycles.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think most people these days, especially depending, you know, on in those crowds or the crowds that come to the for the music on the weekends, you know, every restaurant seems to have their schedules out on Facebook. We do try. We have a weekly newsletter that the Chamber sends out, and anybody can sign up for that on our website and be added for the Friday edition that gives a listing of what's going on around town. You know, and again, just trying to keep those events up to date on our website and Facebook and the other businesses area on their pages too. So, and like I said, you can pretty much guarantee there's going to be music every Saturday and Sunday afternoons at some place in town. So, you know, sometimes I do get phone calls sometimes where people are interested in what's going on, and I see you won't be disappointed and you'll find something. So you might as well just come on over.
That's a perfect blanket statement.
Yeah.
I love that. That's just perfect. So let's talk about some of the other places. I know Patex is a happen in place. I bet they're doing a lot of catering for graduation parties.
That, and then they've got their greenhouse just stood up last week or so. So that's happening. And yeah, the event center, I would be surprised if they have many openings, but there's always space there for parties and I think a lot of weddings and graduation parties this year. So yeah, Patex is for sure continues to keep busy and make sure that, you know, we have all those different offerings around town. But yeah, there's going to be, you know, a new programming that Great River Roads is doing at Freedom Park there. So they've got a few things on their event page as far as story time to a story walk. They've got two different stories that they're partnering with a few different people to have the, it's like having an outdoor library. You can just walk through and read the stories along the sidewalk. They post the pages so you can walk around and read the book while you're walking. So that's going to be going on throughout May. So, and again, just like I said, there's really, you know, the outdoor trails, and that project continues to move along, which is exciting for Prescott and the community. So, like I said, lots to do.
Well, lots to do, and you certainly did a great job of recapping it. We thank you for your time today. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, just stay up to date with us on our Facebook page. That's where the most current information, and our website, you know, we update that. But, you know, we're always looking for volunteers, and most of our events are open to the community. We're always looking for, you know, friends of the chamber to join, and you know, like I said, I can't wait to really showcase these banners that we're about to put up in the next week or two. We've had some faded ones up there for a long time, and then those came down, and it's been a little empty. So we're really excited about unveiling these in the next couple weeks.
Well, take some pictures and send them to us. We would love to see those.
Absolutely.
Or better yet, we should head over to Prescott and check it out ourselves. Casey Johnson, she is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Coordinator. And we love, love, love Chamber Chat, because we certainly learn a lot about our sister city, Prescott. Thank you so much. You are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7. KDWA in Hastings.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.